State Senator Shane Reeves of Murfreesboro says he wasn't surprised to find his pharmacy as the top recipient of opioids in Tennessee. A Washington Post database shows 45 million pain pills passed through Reeves' pharmacy over a six-year period. But Reeves rejects any claim that his business contributed to the opioid epidemic. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
When asked how his company could have sold twice as many opioids as the next Tennessee pharmacy on the list, Senator Reeves insists on giving me a tour. The facility's in a newly remodeled strip mall in Murfreesboro, not a drug counter in sight.
So I want you to see this because this is very different than a retail pharmacy.
Yeah.
We package medications for patients, nursing homes, assisted living homes, group homes, hospices.
Institutions with complex patients, some of whom need a dozen medications or more. Reeves Company, now named 12 Stone, ships all over the country. And to demonstrate its commitment to getting the right drugs to the right people, Reeves shows off a machine that inspects sealed packets of medication going out the door for stray pills. Pharmacist Leanne Kelly is clearing an alert.
It detected that little bitty piece of crumb from that half tablet right there.
Facing increased competition, the storefront pharmacy in Murfreesboro, started by Reeves' father, moved into new lines of business. The only customers who come in now are getting specialized infusions. A bulk of the narcotics head to the homes of hospice patients. For example, 12 Stone has an exclusive deal with Alive.
We do all of it.
That one agency represents thousands of patients a year, and everyone starts out with at least one bottle of morphine. Most require much more.
So you've got an individual at home who's got cancer, who's at end of life, and we're dispensing pain medication. And if there's a diversion in those homes, at that point in time, it's a bigger issue within that family. I do not believe that the addiction problems and the overdose problems and the diversion problems in the state of Tennessee are being caused because of hospice patients.
A review of 12 Stone's licensing documents show they've never been in trouble with state regulators, and Reeves says the only visits he's ever had from federal drug enforcement have been standard audits. The DEA declined to comment. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.